Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Today's Do Not Fear Scripture on this, you know, fabulous Friday is from Matthew 14:27. Matthew 14:27 says, "But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.'"
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for sure.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 reasons it's smart to delight in Him. Hallelujah. Have you ever had God lead you on a journey through the scriptures? It's happened to me a number of times, more than I can count. And most recently, I read Psalm 37:4, which says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee desires of thine heart." I will confess to you that I got excited studying the scriptures and teaching on the desires of my heart. I was imagining all sorts of possibilities. However, God had something else in mind. He directed me to read every scripture in the King James Version of the Bible that contained the word delight. Just for the record, 82 scriptures fall in that category. I knew He wanted me to write out and write about why and what happens when we delight in Him. According to dictionary.com, the word delight means a high degree of pleasure or enjoyment, joy, something that gives great pleasure. According to Strong's Concordance, Hebrew word for delight is nag. Not the way it sounds. And it means to be of dainty habit, to be pampered, to be happy about, to take exquisite delight, to make merry over. When we obey God's instructions, good things are coming our way. Numbers 14:8. "If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that floweth with milk and honey." When God delights in our worship, our righteousness, He protects and provides for us. Proverbs 18:20. "They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivereth me because He delighteth in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness my hands that He recompensed me for." 2 Samuel 22:19-21.
2 Samuel 22:19-21.
Thank you. In the New Living Translation. "They attacked me in a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because He delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He restored me because of my innocence." You know, as we were reading and taking notes on these 82 scriptures with the word delight, it became clear to us that our focus was not on our desire, but on our delight in Him.
Yes, as we recently taught about the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord is what makes us rich. Number one, here are 7 reasons it's smart to delight in Him. Hallelujah. You delight in the Lord by being in His presence. It also delights you. Job 22:26 says, "For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God." When somebody is important to you, you delight in their presence. That's how we feel about our spouses, that I got mine right here. Our parents, if they're still living, or in the one that that we delight in, Miss Annie Ruth. Our children, our beautiful children, and the grandsugars, of course. We want to be with them, not just because they can or doing something for us. We just like to be in their presence and enjoy their company. We want to spend time with them, talk with them, go places with them, do things with them. We want to be with them continually, especially my handsome husband, Harold.
And my fine wife.
Thank you. Here's how our Heavenly Father wants us to feel about Him.
Number two, delight in His Word by following His instructions. Many of the scriptures we read discussed how we were to delight in His instructions. We feel led to share five of them with you. First, Psalm 1:2. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Second, Psalm 112:1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. Third, Psalm 40:8. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, the law is within my heart. Fourth, Psalm 119:16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Fifth, Psalm 119:47. And I will delight myself in the commandments which I have loved. When we delight in His word, well, you will be pleased, so will He. Romans 7:22 is the only time delight is found in the New Testament. It says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. So Romans 7:22 in the New Living Translation. Your laws please me. They give me wise advice. We delight in the Lord and obeying His instructions. It makes Him happy. Or as my mom likes to say, happy, happy, happy. Number three, you delight in the Lord by spending time in prayer.
That's right.
I love my fine wife, but if the only time I talked to her was for 2 hours on Sunday morning, an hour on Wednesday night, we wouldn't have much of a relationship. We need to talk to God, delight in Him on a daily basis. Proverbs 15:8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an admonition to the Lord. Abomination to the Lord. Wow, difference. Sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight. Isaiah 58:2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God.
Mm.
If you know something's a delight to the Lord, wouldn't it be spiritually smart to do what delights in Him? Pray.
Yes, prayer changes things. Number four, when you delight in Him, you have a healthier, more peaceful life. Psalm 119:92. Spent some time in that recently. Psalm 119:92 says, unless thy law had been my delight, I should have perished in mine affliction. I could put that into a real life experience. Unless thy law had been my delight, I would have perished in mine affliction. There's a Psalm 119:92 in the New Living says it this way. Another way, if your instruction hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in my misery. Wow. So let's see. You know, we can let the enemy and the circumstances of life take us down, or we can delight in the Lord and let His joy be what sustains us. It looks to me like a no-brainer choice.
No-brainer.
Number five, delighting in Him is the best remedy for pressure or stress. Psalm 119:143, also 1 Peter 5:7. Psalm 119:143 says, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. If things in the workplace cause you stress, and they can, we need to spend more time proportionately delighting in the Lord, so that when those pressures and stress come, we have been in His presence and obeying His instructions, and we are ready for that fight. One more thing, if you delight in the Lord, you will not only relieve that anguish, he can correct it for you where and as needed. Proverbs 3:12 says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth." He will show us what to do, where to go, and the people who thought that they were putting us down will find out that they are really putting us into a better future.
That's it. Number six, when you're honest and do what's right in business, he delights in you. Scripture is very clear. God delights in us when we practice ethical business habits. No cutting corners. Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs 16:13. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
Number seven, when the Lord delights in you, he will empower you to bring forth justice and judgment. Isaiah 42:1 says, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." And Malachi 3:12 says, "And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." One final observation, and it's found in Psalm 37:23, Classic Amplified. What a promise. "The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. When he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step." Isn't it nice to know that the Lord is with you and delighting in every step that you're taking, leading you where you need to go? So when we delight in the Lord, he will direct our path. And truthfully, that should be one of the greatest desires of our hearts. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart."
He gave me the desires of my heart when I met you.
Oh.
And you agreed to marry me.
Thank you.
In fact, Proverbs 12:4. "A virtuous and worthy wife, earnest and strong in character, is a crowning joy to her husband."
Oh, thank you, honey, for throwing that in. That is very, very sweet.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. It will delight, if you delight in them, they will sustain you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.